Are you intrigued by true paranormal stories? Do you crave tales of the strange, the dark, and the mysterious? Tune into our new podcast, Bump in the Night Chronicles, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network. Each episode dives into chilling paranormal phenomena and spine-tingling urban legends. From ghostly encounters to hair-raising myths, we explore the unknown. So if you're brave enough and not easily scared, subscribe now to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com for ad-free episodes.
Hey everyone, it's Chloe for the Limitless Broadcasting Network, and the holiday season is in full swing. If you are looking for the perfect gift this holiday season, then I'm excited to share our Limitless newsletter with you. If you have a passion for Hollywood, entertainment, or media, this is your chance to dive deeper and get the full story. Think of our newsletter as a digital magazine crafted for the connected community. You can subscribe at LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com, starting at just $7 a month or $80 for a full year. By subscribing, you'll not only receive the Limitless newsletter, but also gain access to all our exclusive podcasts, including The Secrets Uncovered, The Truth Behind the Lies podcast, Rant Radio, Bump in the Night Chronicles, and Strange World with Robert. And that's not all. Enjoy classic streaming television shows like The I Love Lucy Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, Dragnet, and many more. Don't miss out. Subscribe now.
Calling all you horror enthusiasts. If you are brave enough, we dare you to listen to our horror podcast, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by Limitless Broadcasting Network. This show is available wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, everyone is entitled to one good scare. Don't forget to subscribe to LimitlessBroadcastingNetwork.com.
Hey, it's Robert from Limitless Broadcasting, reminding you to tune in to Limitless Broadcasting Network anywhere you get your podcasts, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. Check us out today.
A dark cloud hanging over Hollywood as writers and actors are simultaneously on strike for the first time since 1960.
Is Hollywood still the place where movie magic happens?
The magic of Hollywood, I think, is one movie, one weekend can change the entire outlook of the entire industry.
Los Angeles is waking up to the fact that it is no longer always the destination of choice for TV and film production. 2024 was the worst year for on-location filming in the city since they started tracking data 30 years ago.
Are you fascinated by Hollywood? Curious about the money and business deals that power the media industry? Welcome to Hollywood Hustle, the podcast that dissects trends and deals, tracing the financial flows that keep the entertainment world thriving today. This is an information and news and business podcast, so if you're intrigued by Hollywood and want to uncover who truly runs the town, make sure to tune in to Hollywood Hustle.
Welcome back to Hollywood Hustle. I'm your host, Albert Parker. In this episode, we're diving deep into the ultimate showdown, Disney versus YouTube TV, the clash of the streaming giants. Stay tuned as we explore every angle of this exciting battle.
In the high-stakes arena of modern entertainment distribution, few confrontations have captured the industry's attention quite like the recent standoff between Disney and YouTube TV. What began as yet another carriage dispute quickly escalated into a two-week blackout that left millions of subscribers without access to some of America's most popular networks during a crucial period that included Election Day coverage and multiple high-profile sporting events. The eventual resolution on November 14th marked not just the end of a corporate stalemate, but also signaled a significant shift in the power dynamics that have long governed how content reaches our screens. In this episode, we take you deep inside the clash between these entertainment powerhouses, examining the complex forces at play, the implications for the future of streaming, and what it all means for you, the viewer caught in the crossfire of the streaming wars. On Halloween night 2025, while many Americans were focused on costumes and candy, YouTube TV subscribers received an unwelcome trick: the sudden disappearance of more than 20 Disney-owned channels from their service. The blackout affected major networks including ABC, ESPN, FX, National Geographic, Disney Channel, and various regional sports networks. "I was literally in the middle of watching Monday Night Football when the screen went black," said Marcus Thompson, a YouTube TV subscriber from Phoenix. "At first, I thought it was a technical glitch. Then I checked Twitter and realized I was caught in a corporate battlefield." The timing couldn't have been worse for sports fans. The blackout meant that YouTube TV's estimated 10 million subscribers missed major sporting events, including college football games and two Monday Night Football broadcasts. Perhaps most notably, they were unable to watch the November 3 matchup between the Arizona Cardinals and Dallas Cowboys, a game with significant playoff implications. The dispute extended beyond sports into news territory as well. With the U.S. presidential election scheduled for November 4, Disney made an unusual request. Would YouTube TV temporarily restore ABC for Election Day coverage, citing public interest? Google's response was a firm no, with the company stating that a one-day return would only confuse customers further. This decision drew criticism from media watchdogs, who argued that access to election coverage transcended business disputes. While both companies initially released only vague statements about negotiating in good faith, industry insiders painted a more complex picture of the standoff. At the center of the dispute was an age-old conflict in television distribution: carriage fees. This was fundamentally about the rate Disney charges YouTube TV for its networks, explained media analyst Priya Mehta. ESPN in particular commands more than $10 per subscriber per month, the highest of any network in the US. With YouTube TV's subscriber base growing rapidly while traditional cable continues to decline, Disney was determined to maintain these premium rates. Sources close to the negotiations revealed that Google was pushing for more flexibility in how it packages Disney content, potentially allowing it to offer lower-priced tiers that would exclude ESPN and other sports networks. Disney, meanwhile, insisted on terms comparable to those it has with other major distributors. YouTube TV publicly claimed that Disney used the threat of a blackout as a negotiating tactic to force terms that would raise prices for customers. Disney countered that YouTube TV was demanding preferential treatment with lower rates and rejecting terms that other partners, including Disney's own Hulu Plus Live TV and Fubo, had accepted. The rhetoric grew increasingly heated as the blackout continued. In an unusual move, YouTube TV offered subscribers a $20 monthly credit if Disney channels remained unavailable, a gesture that analysts interpreted as both customer appeasement and a signal to Disney about the maximum price increase YouTube TV was willing to absorb. Carriage disputes are nothing new in the television industry. Viewers have endured countless blackouts over the years as distributors and content providers haggle over contracts. But several factors made this particular confrontation especially noteworthy. First, there's the matter of scale. YouTube TV has emerged as one of the largest pay TV providers in the United States, with approximately 10 million subscribers, a remarkable achievement for a service that launched just 8 years ago. This rapid growth has fundamentally altered the balance of power in distribution negotiations. "What we're witnessing is a changing of the guard," said media economist Terence Blakely. "Traditional cable and satellite providers have typically been at a disadvantage in these negotiations because losing subscribers means losing their entire business. Google, on the other hand, views YouTube TV as just one component of its vast digital empire. They can afford to play hardball in a way that Comcast or DirecTV simply can't. This financial asymmetry was clearly visible throughout the dispute. While Disney's stock price fluctuated as investors worried about the impact on its already declining TV business, Google's parent company Alphabet barely registered a blip on Wall Street. Another distinguishing factor was the changing nature of content consumption itself. In previous eras, a blackout meant viewers had few alternatives. Today's consumers have multiple streaming options, including Disney's own direct-to-consumer services. The irony is that Disney has been actively working to reduce its dependence on traditional distribution partners by building up Disney Plus and ESPN Plus, noted streaming analyst Jordan Washington. Yet they still rely heavily on the carriage fees from services like YouTube TV. It's a precarious balancing act. After 2 weeks of darkness, the dispute ended on November 14th with the announcement that a new multi-year agreement had been reached. Channels began returning to YouTube TV that same day, with both companies claiming victory in carefully worded statements. "We're happy to share that we've reached an agreement with Disney that preserves the value of our service for our subscribers and future flexibility in our offers," YouTube said in its announcement. Disney's executives were equally optimistic in a memo sent to employees. "While this was a challenging moment, it ultimately led to a strong outcome for both consumers and for our company, with a deal that recognizes the tremendous value of the high-quality entertainment, sports, and news that fans have come to expect from Disney." As is typical in such agreements, the specific financial terms were not disclosed. However, industry sources suggest that the final deal included compromises from both parties. Disney likely secured rates comparable to what it receives from other major distributors, while YouTube TV gained additional flexibility for future program packages. One concrete detail that emerged was that YouTube TV subscribers will gain access to content from ESPN Unlimited, which includes ESPN Plus programming, at no additional cost by the end of 2026, a sweetener that helps justify whatever price increases may eventually come. "This is essentially Disney acknowledging the new reality," said one industry executive who requested anonymity to speak freely about the deal. "They protected their carriage fees, but had to throw in additional value to make those fees palatable in today's market." While executives exchanged congratulatory messages, subscribers expressed a mixture of relief and frustration as the dispute concluded. "Sure, I'm glad I can watch my shows again, but this whole episode left a bad taste," said YouTube TV subscriber Jennifer Ramirez. "We're essentially hostages in these corporate negotiations, and neither side seems particularly concerned about the disruption to customers." The blackout highlighted the increasingly fragmented and uncertain landscape consumers must navigate in the streaming era. Many subscribers took to social media during the dispute to question why they were paying for a cable alternative that seemed to suffer from the same problems as traditional cable. "I cut the cord to get away from this exact scenario," wrote one Reddit user. "Now I'm paying nearly as much as I did for cable and still dealing with channels disappearing because of corporate squabbles." Consumer advocates point out that the $20 credit YouTube TV offered during the blackout.
Are you intrigued by conspiracy theories and the strange, dark, and mysterious? If so, we invite you to subscribe to our new podcast, The Truth Behind the Lies, produced by 1950 Studios and distributed by the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Hey guys, it's Ashley and Sammy from the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
If you love Disney, you should come join the fun on our weekly show.
Our podcast is family friendly and talking about all things Disney. Whether you go to the parks or just love binging Disney Plus, we are the podcast for you. So grab your Pixie Dust, think happy thoughts, and join us on your favorite podcasting platform.
Check out limitlessbroadcasting.com and aim for the second star on the right and straight on till you land on the Pixie Dust Twins podcast.
Are you tired of keeping your frustrations bottled up? It's time to let it out on Rant Radio. Whether it's the unpredictable weather, annoying coworkers, or that friend who never listens, we want to hear your best rants. Call us now at 844-857-7268. Join the conversation and share your thoughts with fellow rant enthusiasts. And guess what? The best rant wins a whopping $2,000 from Limitless Broadcasting Network. So what are you waiting for? Grab your phone, dial 844-857-7268 and start ranting. Rant Radio, where your voice matters. Happy ranting. Do you love podcasts and classic television? Do you want to listen to Secrets Uncovered, the Truth Behind the Lies podcast and Rant Radio, completely ad-free? At Limitless Broadcasting Network, we bring you all your favorites like The Carol Burnett Show, Alfred Hitchcock Presents, and I Love Lucy without any interruptions. For just $7 a month and $80 a year, you can unlock over 90 hours of quality television and podcast programming. Don't miss out. Subscribe today at limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com, where endless entertainment awaits.
In Healing from Within, Be Still and Know, the fourth and final edition, Dr. Robert C. Brooksby describes how we can reclaim and maintain our health when traditional medicine has failed us. Liberally peppered with case histories, Dr. Brooksby teaches us about our nature and how it's possible to work within our intrinsic energies to help us heal. Christ taught his disciples how to heal. We were supposed to have that knowledge, knowledge that has been lost to Western cultures. It was not supposed to be a secret. You can find a link to this book on our website at limitlessbroadcasting.com. You can also find it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you do your book shopping.
Listen, you're in a privileged position to learn a thing or two. Keep your mouth shut and your eyes open.
Hey, I'm Robert with Limitless Broadcasting Network, and you might know me from shows like You Can't Kill the Boogeyman podcast, The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain, and more. I'm here to talk to you about my new show, premiering exclusively on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. It's called
Robbie Reviews.
It's a new movie review podcast show that lets you know exactly what movies you should see this summer and which movies you should stay away from this summer. So if you are into movies just like I am, you're gonna love this podcast.
This ship cannot be crewed by two men. You'll never make it out of the bay.
Son, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. Savvy?
I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle.
That's a smile on that face.
I'm not gonna kill him. You know I can't kill his son. You know I can't even put a bullet in Sean's head because Sean was disloyal. If you were anybody else, Tariq, you'd already be dead. The moment you let Tommy in the penthouse to kill me was the moment you were no longer my son, and now you're my enemy.
It's going to exclusively premiere on the Limitless Broadcasting Network. So subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
While appreciated, didn't fully address the fundamental issue. Viewers subscribing to a service with the expectation of specific content only to have that content yanked away without warning. There's a serious consumer protection question here, argued Samantha Wilkins, a telecommunications policy expert. When you sign up for a service based on advertised channels and those channels disappear mid-subscription, what recourse do consumers really have? The current regulatory framework hasn't caught up with these new distribution models. The Disney dispute wasn't an isolated incident for YouTube TV. In fact, 2025 has been marked by a series of high-stakes negotiations between Google's streaming television service and major content providers. In August, YouTube TV narrowly avoided a blackout with Fox that would have removed Fox News, Fox Sports, and other Fox channels just as the college football season was beginning. The two sides reached a last-minute agreement that kept the channels available without interruption. Similar drama unfolded in October with NBC Universal, when shows like Sunday Night Football and America's Got Talent were nearly pulled from the platform before an 11th-hour deal was struck. Google is clearly taking a more aggressive stance in these negotiations, observed media consultant Alexandra Kazemi. They've built YouTube TV into a major player in the pay TV space, and now they're flexing that muscle to challenge the traditional economics of the industry. This pattern of confrontation suggests a deliberate strategy rather than coincidence. With each negotiation, YouTube TV establishes itself as a formidable force in content distribution, one that won't automatically accept the terms that have governed the industry for decades. What we're seeing is Google applying its tech industry mentality to the media business, explained Kazemi. In Silicon Valley, disruption is celebrated. Legacy business models are targets to be upended, not traditions to be respected. While much attention has focused on YouTube TV's aggressive negotiating stance, Disney's position is perhaps more complex and precarious. The company finds itself straddling two different eras of media distribution, with competing incentives pulling it in opposite directions. On one hand, Disney continues to derive enormous revenue from traditional carriage fees. ESPN alone generates billions annually from these arrangements, helping to fund the expensive sports rights that form the network's foundation. Any significant reduction in these fees would create a massive hole in Disney's balance sheet. On the other hand, Disney has invested heavily in direct-to-consumer platforms like Disney Plus and ESPN Plus, explicitly positioning them as the company's future. CEO Bob Iger has repeatedly emphasized the strategic importance of these services, even as they continue to lose money in the near term. Disney is essentially competing with itself, noted media historian Carolyn Zhang. Every subscriber who cuts the cord and abandons a service like YouTube TV potentially reduces Disney's carriage fee revenue. Yet Disney's own streaming services are among the reasons people are cutting the cord in the first place. This tension was vividly illustrated during the blackout, when some YouTube TV subscribers reported signing up for Disney Plus and ESPN Plus as alternatives. A short-term win for Disney's streaming numbers, but potentially accelerating the decline of the traditional television model that still generates so much of its profit. Financial analysts have been watching these dynamics closely. Disney's TV networks, including ESPN, still generate the bulk of the company's operating income, said investment analyst Marcus Cohen. The direct-to-consumer segment continues to lose money. So while Disney talks about embracing the streaming future, its financial incentives remain firmly tied to preserving the traditional model as long as possible. Just as the dust was settling on the YouTube TV dispute, Disney found itself embroiled in fresh controversy related to its recent acquisition of streaming service Fubo. Disney completed its purchase of Fubo, including the integration of Hulu Plus Live TV, on October 29, just days before the YouTube TV blackout began. The $220 million acquisition, plus a $145 million loan commitment, gave Disney control of a platform with approximately 1.63 million North American subscribers, a significant expansion of its direct distribution capabilities. However, this expansion of Disney's distribution power has already created new complications. On November 22nd, NBC Universal channels were removed from Fubo after the parties failed to reach an agreement on carriage terms. Fubo claimed NBCU's pricing demands were egregiously above market rates, while NBCU insisted it had offered the same terms accepted by hundreds of other distributors. The timing has raised eyebrows across the industry, with some questioning whether Disney is now applying the same hardline negotiating tactics through Fubo that it just experienced from the other side with YouTube TV. There's a certain irony in Disney complaining about YouTube TV's tactics one week, then apparently employing similar strategies through Fubo the next, remarked one industry analyst who requested anonymity. The situation has also attracted attention from regulators, increasingly concerned about media consolidation. The Department of Justice had already been examining Disney's growing control of sports broadcasting, and these recent disputes have provided additional fodder for scrutiny. When a company controls both popular content and multiple distribution channels, there are legitimate antitrust concerns, explained telecommunications lawyer Michael Franklin. The question becomes whether Disney can use its market power in one area to gain advantage in another, potentially harming competition and ultimately consumers. The Disney YouTube TV dispute represents just one battle in the larger streaming wars that continue to reshape the entertainment industry. Several key trends evident in this confrontation offer insights into where the broader marketplace is headed. First, the economics of television distribution are being fundamentally reassessed. The traditional model, where distributors paid ever-increasing carriage fees and passed those costs along to consumers, appears unsustainable in an era of abundant viewing alternatives. The dirty secret of the cable bundle was that most subscribers were paying for channels they never watched, explained consumer advocate Jessica Monroe. Streaming initially promised to solve that problem through a la carte options, but we're now seeing companies try to recreate bundling through different means. Second, the power dynamics between content creators and distributors are shifting dramatically. Technology companies like Google, Amazon, and Apple have entered the distribution business with deep pockets and diverse revenue streams, allowing them to negotiate with traditional media companies from positions of strength. Legacy media companies are used to having leverage in these negotiations, noted industry consultant Ryan Patel. They're finding that leverage diminished when facing tech giants who view media distribution as just one element of their overall business strategy. Third, the boundaries between content creation and distribution continue to blur. Disney's acquisition of Fubo represents just the latest example of vertical integration in the industry, following Warner Bros. Discovery's control of Max, Comcast's ownership of NBC Universal and Peacock, and Amazon's combination of Prime Video with its vast e-commerce empire. We're moving toward a landscape dominated by a handful of integrated media tech conglomerates, warned media economist Sophia Williams. The question is whether this concentration will ultimately benefit consumers through convenience and innovation, or harm them through reduced competition and higher prices. For the average viewer, these corporate machinations might seem distant from the simple desire to watch favorite shows and sports without hassle. Yet the outcomes of these negotiations directly impact what content is available, how it's packaged, and how much it costs. In the short term, YouTube TV subscribers can expect to see the return of their Disney-owned channels, but likely with a price increase in the coming months to offset whatever additional fees Google agreed to pay. The company has historically passed along such increases to customers, with the service's base price rising from $35 at launch to $72.99 today. More broadly, consumers face an increasingly complicated entertainment landscape that requires active management rather than passive subscription. The days of simply paying one cable bill for comprehensive content access have given way to a patchwork of services with constantly changing offerings. What we're seeing is the unbundling and rebundling of television, explained consumer technology writer Miguel Sanchez. First, streaming broke apart the cable bundle. Now, various companies are creating their own bundles, but without the standardization that characterized traditional cable. For sports fans in particular, the situation remains especially challenging. live sports continue to command premium prices in carriage negotiations precisely because they're among the few types of programming that viewers still want to watch in real time. This makes sports content the frequent battleground in distribution disputes. If you're a serious sports viewer, you're essentially forced to maintain multiple subscriptions and constantly monitor which service has which games, said sports media analyst Jordan Chen. It's becoming a part-time job just keeping track of where your team is playing next. As the dust settles on this particular dispute, several important questions loom over the future of content distribution. Will traditional carriage fees maintain their value? Or are we witnessing the beginning of their decline? Disney successfully protected its fee structure in this round of negotiations, but the long-term trend of cord-cutting continues unabated. At some point, the shrinking pool of pay TV subscribers will inevitably reduce the leverage content owners have in these negotiations. How will regulators respond to the increasing consolidation in the industry? With Disney now controlling not only valuable content, but also multiple distribution channels through Hulu plus Live TV and Fubo, scrutiny from antitrust authorities seems likely to intensify. What role will advertising play in the evolving business model? Both Disney and YouTube have been expanding their advertising offerings, with lower-priced ad-supported tiers becoming increasingly common across streaming services. As subscription revenue faces pressure, advertising may once again become central to the industry's economics. Will consumers eventually rebel against the complexity and cost of the current system? The combined price of multiple streaming subscriptions has already surpassed what many used to pay for cable, without the convenience of a single interface and bill. This creates an opportunity for whoever can solve the integration challenge. One thing seems certain: the confrontation between Disney and YouTube TV won't be the last high-profile distribution dispute to disrupt viewers' experiences. As the economics of entertainment continue to evolve, such standoffs may become more frequent and contentious before any new equilibrium emerges. We're still in the early stages of a fundamental transformation in how entertainment reaches consumers, concluded media futurist Alexandra Rodriguez. These growing pains, blackouts, price increases, fragmentation, reflect an industry in transition. The only certainty is that the landscape will continue to change, possibly dramatically, in the years ahead. In this environment, viewers would be wise to stay informed and flexible, ready to adjust their subscription strategies as the streaming wars rage on. And for those who found themselves frustrated by the recent blackout, perhaps some perspective is in order. Today's distribution battles, for all their inconvenience, are ultimately symptoms of an unprecedented abundance of content and competition for our entertainment dollars. The power may be shifting among media giants, but the ultimate power, the decision of what to watch and where to subscribe, remains with the viewer. That at least represents progress from the cable monopolies of yesteryear. I'd love to hear your thoughts on cable carriage fees and the streaming bundle. Do you miss the cable bundle, or are you satisfied with the streaming options available? Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Hollywood Hustle.
Thank you for listening to Hollywood Hustle. The story research was carried out by the Limitless Newsletter, and they also wrote the story. Episodes are edited by Robert Brooksby, with Albert Parker serving as the host. This podcast is produced by 1950 Studios and distributed through the Limitless Broadcasting Network. To get early access to this episode and enjoy it without ads, please subscribe to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Limitless Broadcasting Network to listen to Secrets Uncovered, the truth behind the lies podcast ad-free. Go to limitlessbroadcastingnetwork.com and subscribe. Don't forget, by subscribing, you can binge this show and our other shows at your leisure. Subscribe today.